a favor and stop yelling my name all over this restaurant? Do I go around yelling your name?
Mr. Driftwood.
Say, is your voice changing or is somebody else paging me around here?
Mr. Driftwood.
Why, Mrs. Claypool, hello.
Mr. Driftwood, you invited me to dine with you at 7 o'clock. It is now 8 o'clock and no dinner.
What do you mean, no dinner? I just had one of the biggest meals I ever ate in my life, and no thanks to you either.
I've been sitting right here since 7 o'clock.
Yes, with your back to me. When I invite a woman to dinner, I expect her to look at my face. That's the price she has to pay.
Your check, sir.
$9.40? This is an outrage. If I were you, I wouldn't pay it. Now then, Mrs. Claypool, what are we going to have for dinner?
You've had your dinner.
All right, we'll have breakfast. Waiter?
Yes, sir.
Have you got any milk-fed chicken?
Yes, sir.
Well, squeeze the milk out. I want to bring me a glass.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Driftwood, 3 months ago, you promised to put me into society. In all that time, you've done nothing but draw a very handsome salary.
You think that's nothing, huh? How many men do you suppose are drawing a handsome salary nowadays? Why, you can count them on the fingers of one hand, my good woman.
I'm not your good woman.
Don't say that, Mrs. Claypool. I don't care what your past has been. To me, you'll always be my good woman, because I love you. There. I didn't mean to tell you, but you dragged it out of me. I love you.
It's rather difficult to believe that when I find you dining with another woman.
That woman? Do you know why I sat with her? Because she reminded me of you.
Really?
Of course. That's why I'm sitting here with you. Because you remind me of you. Your eyes, your throat, your lips. Everything about you reminds me of you. Except you. How do you account for that? She figures that one out, she's good.
Mr. Driftwood, I think we'd better keep everything on a business basis.
How do you like that? Every time I get a romantic with you, you want to talk business. I don't know. There's something about me that brings out the business in every woman. All right, we'll talk business. You see that man over there eating spaghetti?
No.
Well, you see the spaghetti, don't you? Now, behind that spaghetti is none other than Hyman Gottlieb, director of the New York Opera Company. Do you follow me?
Yes.
Well, stop following me, or I'll have you arrested. Now, I have arranged for you to invest $200,000 in the New York Opera Company.
I don't understand.
Don't you see? You'll be a patron of the opera. You'll get into society. Then you can marry me, they'll kick you out of society. And all you've lost is $200,000.
Oh, Mr. Driftwood.
Ah, Gottlieb, allow me. Mrs. Claypool, Mr. Gottlieb. Mr. Gottlieb, Mrs. Claypool. Mrs. Claypool, Mr. Gottlieb. Mr. Gottlieb, Mrs. Claypool. Mrs. Claypool, I can go on like this all night, but it's tough on my suspenders. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Mrs. Claypool, Mr. Gottlieb, Mr. Gottlieb, Mrs. Claypool, Mrs. Claypool, Mr. Gottlieb, Mr. Gottlieb, Mr. Claypool. Now, if you four people want to play bridge, don't mind me. Go right ahead.